Thanks for calling Laris Research. If you know your party's four-digit extension, you may dial it at any time. To place a handpiece,
please hold while I transfer your call.
Good morning, this is Tim.
Hey, Tim, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Bank of where?
Bank of Cardiff. We were playing a little phone tag there a few days ago. I was actually in touch with Craig there.
There you go. Okay, yeah.
You recall that now?
I do, yeah. Thanks for the reminder.
Had to give you a quick recap there, but it's all good.
Well, I was jogging my memory that I don't believe I had ever spoken to you, and you're right, we paid email tag a little bit there.
Yeah, we did a little email voicemail there. I just kind of wanted to touch base there. It sounded like there might be a need or situation the business had. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you and just kind of see what the situation was.
Yeah, fantastic. I appreciate you following up.
Yeah, no worries.
We always have a need of some sort somewhere, whether it's new capital equipment or refinancing or, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. This particular situation, we are attempting to refinance somewhere in the tune of 1.7 under a longer amortization and kind of consolidate several balls at once. We've got a couple of banks looking at it. Some of them dropped out, and we got one who's looking like he's got a prospect, possibly, but still willing to have others take a look at it.
Yeah, what was it? How many loans there were you looking to consolidate?
Well, the largest one is a SBA, just under $1 million right now, and then there's four or five other capital equipment pieces.
I see.
We're trying to consolidate right now. They're short amortizations, and they're kind of killing my cash flow.
I see. You just kind of want to get a longer terms, lower
exactly.
rates.
Exactly. Overall goal is can we re-amortize those things back out over, say, 10 years? Interest rates are good on those, and they're good elsewhere now. But again, they're short amortizations, high principal payments. So
Yeah, how short are they?
Some of them are due in a couple of years. Some of them are 3 years. And then, like I said, the big SBA now it's probably got 6.5-7 years left on it.
I gotcha. So as far as the refinancing goes, I'm just trying to figure out there, is it all equipment there for the most part other than the SBA loan? The other stuff there, is it just the equipment you're looking to refinance?
Correct.
Okay, so on the equipment side there for our programs, the term length is anywhere from about 2 to 5 years is what we work with. So you could look into doing that and be able to refi it for another 5. I'm not sure if that was going to be long enough there for you. What was the daily payments there you were making on the, or maybe I shouldn't say the daily payment, but the rate there that they gave you on the short term there?
You know, I'd have to look it up to be honest with you. We're making monthly payments in the tune of around 30.
You're doing monthly though?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the overall concept is if we came up with a structure, part of it LLC, part of it term note, and based on 5.5% or 6%, we could over a 10-year period that maybe we could set that up to.
I see. Was it
set that up to drop the payments down to?
Yeah. Were you looking to drop the payments, or you just wanted some cash flow? You wanted to free up.
Well, that's the overall goal, you know. By reducing the monthly payment, we free up monthly cash.
I see. Because I was going to say, I mean, we do working capital here, which is also just unsecured cash. So if you needed some additional cash flow on top, or if you wanted to supplement maybe a combination of both there, it might be something we could also look at.
Okay. Why don't I do this? We like I said, been working on this for quite some time. And, and got our overall goal mocked up pretty good. Why don't I send that over to you? Because, again, part of what we were looking at was LOC and part of it was term note to come up with the overall goal of dropping that monthly monthly payment down.
I just my only concern is going to be on the SBA loan just because of how low the rates usually are attached to those. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to come close there on that portion. On the equipment, I don't think we'd have any issue whatsoever on that. My only concern might be the SBA. I could definitely, if you did have information there on what you were looking to do, I could maybe forward it to underwriting to see if there was something we could do. But I would say the equipment, no problem. If it was capital you were looking to do, probably going to be the same situation. My only concern might be the SBA.
Okay. Appreciate the honesty. Do me a favor. Toss me a reminder email right now, and then after I get out of this meeting that's coming up in a couple of minutes, I'll shoot you over the mock over what we're trying to do.
Okay.
And give you some basic information above that to let you know what capital equipment we're talking about, where the level is at, things like
that. Yeah, that would actually be perfect. What's the email there for you again, Tim?
First initial last name, so it's T. Suderman. T-S-U-D-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay.
At Lares, L-A-R-E-S, dental.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll shoot a reminder over there for you. And if you could get it over today, just because we're going to be most likely not, well, I mean, for sure not open Monday, and then these next 2 days might be a little hectic there before the holidays, but if we can get that over today, I can definitely get it over to underwriting and probably get you an answer by the end of the day of kind of a ballpark of what we might be able to accommodate. Send that over as soon as you can. I'll let you know when I receive it and just kind of keep you posted on what underwriting has to say.
Fantastic.
All right, Tim, we'll be in touch.
You too. Bye.
Bye.